Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, with the weekly Reverse Speech Show, normally broadcast to you from Adelaide, South Australia, but I'm in Santa Cruz, California, so there you go. So we're broadcasting you from the United States and on time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Normally I do it 6:30 in the morning, my time, so a nice time difference. Had a great flight over. I upgraded to business class using my points. Ate up almost all my points, but that doesn't matter. It's nice, beautiful. Fly business class makes the flight nice and easy. The seats lay down and become a bed, you know, so you just curl up and go to sleep. I slept most of the flight, so that was pretty cool. So, busy trip in America. I've got quite a few things going on. I'm giving a lecture in Ashland, Oregon on May the 27th, I believe. Let me go and have a look at my diary, and I can tell you, because I'd love for you to come if you can get to Ashland at all. Yeah, lecture in Ashland on Saturday, May the 27th. All the details are on my website. It's from 7 to 10 in the evening at the Ashland Public Library. So that's a Saturday, May the 27th. And my documentary film crew will be there, and they'll be filming the lecture, and they're also going to want to interview some of the people who are coming along. So get involved in that, and come to Ashland if you can to meet me, and hear the reversals that I play live. They always sound a lot better live in person than they do over the air. They lose some quality over the air. I'm not too sure why that is so, but anyway. But once you hear the reversals live, it's like, wow, it takes your breath away. They're so stunningly, amazingly clear. All right, so there we go. My guest in the second hour is a remote viewer, Dick Allgaier, who we've had Dick on before. So we'll have him on again today and to see what information he's got for us. He's sent me some reversals to play, so I presume we're going to be playing some reversals. Okay, but for today, for the first hour, we're going to be playing you reversals, as I always do. And in this hour, we are going to be we're going back into my archives, as always. As I have been doing in the last few days, and we're going to start off with the GOP debate in 2015. So let's have a look at this. Here we have George Bush, not George. What's the son's name? Jeb. That's right, Jeb Bush. Here we go.
Governor, you said, quote, she is sworn to uphold the law.
She is. And so if she, based on conscience, can't sign that marriage license, then there should be someone in her office to be able to do it. And if the law needs to be changed in the state of Kentucky, which is what she's advocating, it should be changed.
And this one says, give the shit.
Give the shit. Give the shit. Give the shit.
That sounds pretty clear to me. All right. Next one on Jeb Bush.
To reestablish our commitment to Israel, which has been tattered by this administration, and make sure that they have the most sophisticated weapons to send a signal to Iran that we have Israel's back.
Oh, this is a bit of a look into the future. He says, I'd lose it.
Ab-lose it.
And he did lose, didn't he? He lost quite badly. Jeb Bush, he didn't even get a placing in the final race for the Republicans. Okay, all right. So let's have a look at the next one here. And here's Bush talking to Donald Trump.
What was his position on who would have been the best negotiator to deal with Iran? It wasn't a Republican. It was Hillary Clinton. That's what you believe.
And Hillary's upset.
Hillary's upset.
Huh.
Hillary's upset. Yeah, there's no sign.
Yeah, well, there we go. Hillary's upset. And here's Carly Fiorina.
To reestablish our commitment to Israel, which has been tattered by this administration, and make sure that they have the most sophisticated weapons to send a signal to Iran.
I was about to say, that doesn't sound like Carly Fiorina. Let's try it again.
But unlike Mrs. Clinton, I know that flying is an activity. It is not an accomplishment. Mrs. Clinton, if you want to stump a Democrat, ask them to name an accomplishment of Mrs. Clinton.
And this one is, and she'll mock on it.
And she'll mock on it.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll mock on it.
And she'll mock on it.
Yeah, yeah, just mocking the, mocking Clinton, I guess. So anyway, next one along.
75% of the American people think the government is corrupt. 82% of the American people think these problems that have festered for 50 years in some cases, 25 years in other cases, the border's been insecure for 25 years.
This one says Bush did it.
Bush did it.
Oh, yeah.
Bush did it.
Huh.
Bush did it.
Actually, I'm hearing Bush idiot. Let's do that again.
Bush did it.
Yes, it
Bush
is.
Idiot.
It's Bush idiot.
Bush idiot.
Yeah, do it again. Bush idiot.
Bush idiot. Bush idiot.
Bush idiot.
Yeah, all right. Oh, well, there you go. Well, I guess she thought Bush was a bit of an idiot. A lot of other people thought that too. Here we have another one.
Thank you.
Problems have festered in Washington for too long, and the potential of this nation is being crushed.
And this one says, choke me.
Choke me.
Oh.
Choke me.
Choke me.
Not the clearest reverse in the world, but it is there. And here we have another one on Carly Fiorina.
Which is intelligence. We could give the Jordanians what they've asked for. Bombs and materiel. We have not supplied it. I will. We could arm the Kurds. They've been asking us for 3 years.
And this is liars in this mob.
Liars in this mob.
Oh, that's clear.
Liars in this mob.
Liars in this mob.
Okay, and here she's talking about Trump.
We doubled the size of the company. We quadrupled its top-line growth rate. We quadrupled its cash flow. We tripled its rate of innovation. Yes, we had to make tough choices.
And this one is liars. No, fuck him.
Fuck him.
Oops.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Sorry, excuse the expletive. I should have said blank him. Sorry about that. All right, next one along.
You have not heard a plan about Iran from any politician up here. Here's my plan. On day one in the Oval Office, I will make two phone calls. The first to my good friend Bibi Netanyahu to reassure him we will stand with the state of Israel.
And
punish it.
This one says, we punish it.
We punish it.
We punish it. We punish it.
Yeah, certainly there. No doubt about that. Okay, all right. Next one along is Johnny Carson.
If we don't seal the border, the rest of the stuff really doesn't matter. It's kind of ridiculous, all the other things that we talk about. We have the ability to do it. We don't have the will to do it. There was one area where they had cut a hole in the fence, and to prepare it, they put a few strands of barbed wire across.
That's how it says, play with that Hollywood.
Play with that Hollywood.
Huh.
Play with that Hollywood. Play with that Hollywood.
Okay, I don't know. Does he want to get into Hollywood? Who knows? Here's Chris Christie.
But what the American people want to hire right now is somebody who believes in them.
And this reversal is madness evil.
Madness evil.
Oh, yeah.
Madness evil. Madness evil.
Yep, all right, no worries on that one. And here's Ted Cruz.
Now, I also want to respond to several of the folks up here who said, we should trust this Iranian deal and see if the Iranians will comply.
And this reversal says, you rape us.
You rape us?
Oh.
You rape us?
That's not very clear.
You rape us?
Oh, yeah, it's sort of there. Okay. All right, here we have Huckabee.
This is not just a little conflict
with a Middle Eastern country that we've just now given over $100 billion to. The equivalent in U.S. terms is $5 trillion.
And the big mind says deal with it.
The big mind says be with it.
Oh, that's it.
The big mind says be with it.
That's a good one.
The big mind says be with it.
Yep, okay, all right. And next one along here. Be the fun on Rand Paul.
I think there's nothing more important than understanding that the Constitution restrains government, not the people.
Be the fun.
Be the fun.
Huh.
Be the fun. Be the fun.
Yeah, that's certainly there. Here's on Trump.
Tax, I know it very well, that I don't like is if you make $200 million a year, you pay 10%, you're paying very little relatively to somebody that's making $50,000 a year and has to hire H&R Block to do the work because it's so complicated.
And this one is a million that knows debt.
A million that knows debt.
Huh.
A million that knows debt. A million that knows debt.
There's probably more than a million who knows debt, Donald Trump. I would say there would be, you can add at least another zero on the end of that, maybe two zeros. Here's the next one.
We have to have assimilation. To have a country, we have to have assimilation. I'm not the first one to say this, Dana. We've had many people over the years, for many, many years, saying the same thing. This is a country where we speak English, not Spanish.
And this one says, don't serve Obama.
No serve Obama.
Ooh.
No serve Obama.
That's not very clear,
no
is it?
No serve Obama.
That wasn't very clear. That snuck through my filters. Okay, all right. Here's another one on Trump.
You remember the firefighter with his arms around it? He sent a clear signal that the United States would be strong and fight Islamic terrorism, and he did keep us safe.
I don't know. You feel safe right now? I don't feel so safe.
This one says they're sleepy.
They're sleepy.
Huh.
They're sleepy. They're sleepy.
I guess he's talking about the other candidates. They're sleepy. He can walk all over them. Here, let's play that again.
They're sleepy.
They're sleepy. They're sleepy.
Yep, no worries on that one. And then we're going to, here's another one on Trump.
The hedge fund guys won't like me as much as they like me right now. I know them all, but they'll pay more. I know people that are making a tremendous amount of money and paying virtually no tax, and I think it's unfair.
And this one is wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah, well, that's certainly there. And then the last one we've got is on Scott Walker. Was he a candidate? I guess he was. Huh.
And they're about to raise the debt limit again.
And I'll burn it.
I'll burn it.
I'll burn it. I'll burn it.
Well, he didn't have a chance to get into office and even burn it in the first place, did he? You know what we're going to do now? We're going to move on to pornography. If there's any children around, leave the room because these reversals are not for public consumption. They're very nasty reversals. And they come from no one less than the Pope. So, here we go. This is the Pope speaking in Congress. These reversals have caused a lot of controversy a couple of years ago when I first played them. Someone said to me, well, they can't be the Pope because the Pope doesn't speak English. Well, I don't know what language he was speaking when he spoke to Congress, but it certainly sounded like English to me. So naturally, his reversals are in English. So here's the first one.
Lincoln, liberty. Martin Luther King, liberty in plurality and non-exclusion. Dorothy Day, social justice and the rights of persons.
And this reversal says, eat the holy cum.
Eat the holy cum.
Eat the holy cum. Eat the holy cum.
Not very nice at all to have that reversal on the Pope. No, and then we've got another one. Here we go.
This conviction has led me from the beginning of my ministry to advocate at different levels the global abolition of the death penalty.
And this one says, evil suck cock.
Himsel suck rach.
Wow.
Himsel suck rach.
Not good at all.
Himsel suck rach.
Here we have another one.
Here we have to ask ourselves, why are deadly weapons being sold to those who plan to inflict untold suffering on individuals and society?
And this one says, F you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Okay, you know, we're going to play some more on the Pope, but a lot of people have said to me, well, why are these reversals on the Pope? Well, there's one of two explanations why they're on here. The first one is the most ominous one, and that the Pope himself has been in the past or is currently involved in child exploitation, sexual exploitation. And the second explanation is that it is a reflection of the sins of the Catholic Church. With him being the leader of the Church, naturally he bears the sins of the Church. And so it could be a collective reflection of the deep problem the Catholic Church has with the sexual improprieties of children, or it could be himself personally involved. Here's the next one.
The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation which has accomplished so much good throughout the history of the United States.
And this one says, I'm evil, you seek it.
Yeah, I know you too. You seek it.
Nice and clear. Well, you see, that sort of points to the Pope being personally involved. I'm evil. That's a personification, not we're evil or the Church is evil. It's I'm evil. Interesting. Interesting. All right, here we have another one.
With a good synthesis of your work, you are asked to protect by means of the law the image and likeness fashioned by God on every human life.
And this one says, in the garden shame.
In the garden shame.
In the garden shame.
Yeah, not a very clear reversal, that one. I would normally wouldn't make that one to you. You know what? Forget that one. I don't like that one. Let's play this one. Here we go.
For those peoples and their nations from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent and violent, but we know that it's very difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present.
And this reversal says, I raped the other kid.
I raped
the other kid.
I raped the
other kid. There it is. I raped the other kid.
Now, see, that's personal. That's I. That's not collective church. That is I, personally. Do we have a child molester in charge of the Catholic Church? Is that possible? Here we have another one.
When it fosters a culture which enables people to dream of full rights for all brothers and sisters, as Martin Luther King so to do.
And this one says, murder was the Catholic answer.
Was the Catholic answer.
Well, of course, the Catholic Church has a long history of blood on its hands, murder just being one of them, of course. So, so there it is. It's Now that one is collective, that one. Now you see, there's a difference between collective and personal. Personal is I raped the other kid, okay? But this one is collective. Murder was the Catholic answer. So the sins of the Catholic Church plague him, I would guess. All right, here's another one on the Pope.
As never before, from within and without, fundamental relations have been called into question.
This one says the children know him. See, that's not very good at all. I raped the other kid. Let's play that one again. I raped the other kid. Seems to be a very important reversal.
For those peoples and their nations from the heart of American democracy.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We'll play that one when we come back to the break. Don't touch that keyboard. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Oops. Sorry, didn't have my mic on. Okay, we're playing the reverse on the Pope again. I raped the other kid.
For those peoples and their nations from the heart of American democracy, I wish to reaffirm my highest esteem and appreciation. Those first contacts were often turbulent and violent, but we know that it's very difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present.
And here we have, I raped the other kid.
I raped the other kid.
I raped the other kid.
Yeah, well, that's certainly pretty clear, and it's certainly personal. So interesting indeed. All right, here we have this is an interesting one. This one, yeah, a long one. Here we go.
While working to realize their great and noble aspirations, who are not led astray by facile proposals, and who face difficult situations.
This one says, they are sober, they are tougher, yes, they're grown up. See, I think he's talking about the children who were molested. They're stronger, they're surer, and they're grown up now. They're sober, they are tougher, yes, they're grown up. And once more. Yeah, all there. Okay. All right. So that's a Pope. Now, my next one is specifically for my Australian listeners. I've had several requests for Australian reversals. So here we have some on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. There we go. For all your Australians. I hope. So here we go. Here we go. Let's see what sort of guy he is. I haven't even listened to these myself for a while. So Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
For those.
Well, that's not Malcolm Turnbull. That was the Pope. All right, we'll try again.
We can handle those challenges, seize those opportunities, and does so in a manner that the Australian people understand, so that we are seeking to persuade rather than seeking to lecture.
And here he says, are you with us?
Are you with us?
Oh, yeah.
Are you with us?
Yeah.
Are you with us?
Fairly simple, innocuous reversal. Incidentally, if you want to call me in during the show, call into me during the show. The toll-free number is 844-769-2944. You can call me toll-free in the United States, 844-769-2944. And if you just tuned into the show, I am now in America. I'm staying with a friend of mine in Santa Cruz right now. So there we go. So, all right, next one along.
Course policies change. They change all the time. But they will be when people will have should have the confidence.
And this one says, evil had the bar.
Evil had the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Evil had the bar. Evil had the bar.
We're probably talking about court, the bar in court. Malcolm Turnbull was a lawyer. I believe he was. Anyway. All right, here he's talking about probably about Tony Abbott, who Malcolm Turnbull overthrew as leader of the Liberal Party and got the leadership.
Tony's discharged that leader of the party and, of course, as Prime Minister over many years now.
Yeah, there he is. And here he says, I sent him out.
That's an amount.
That's an amount.
And of course, that's what Malcolm Turnbull did. He sent Tony Abbott out into live out the rest of his days languishing in the backbenches. But Tony Abbott, for those of you who are following Australian politics, is not going quietly. He said he wasn't going to do a Kevin Rudd, but his Kevin Rudd-style actions are beginning to creep in. So there we go. And Kevin Rudd, well, he was leader of the Labor Party, and he was ousted by Prime Minister Julie Bishop, who is now no longer Prime Minister of Australia, of course, because that's a big story too. All right, here you have another one on Malcolm Turnbull, Prime Minister of Australia.
I'm very humbled by the great honour and responsibility that has been given to me today.
And this one says, the big heart.
The big heart.
Oh, yeah.
The big heart.
Wow.
The big heart.
Well, he's not shaping up too bad in his reversals, is he? Malcolm Turnbull, he might be too bad at all. All right, here we have the next one.
The challenge for any leader. Sorry, I can't see it.
And this one says, the deal in it.
The deal in it.
Oh, yeah.
The deal in it.
Yep.
The deal in it.
Yeah. Oh. Well, of course, there was a deal. Big backroom deals pulled for Malcolm Turnbull to become Prime Minister. The party voted in favour of Malcolm Turnbull, so... And that was it. Tony Abbott was gone. Yeah, let's play this again.
The challenge for any leader. Sorry, I can't see it. There's...
And the deal in it.
The deal in it.
The deal in it.
Very clear.
The deal in it.
Yeah, no doubt over that one at all. Okay, then we've got this one. Here we go.
Yeah. We'll just take a couple of questions because it's like Mr. Curry.
And this one says, the shock will blank the guest.
The shock will blank the guest.
I guess so. And then we've got this one here.
My assumption is that the Parliament will serve its full term.
Thanks. And this reversal says, wolf's reversal.
Wolf's reversal.
Wolf's reversal.
Wow. All right. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so that's so there you go. That's for the Australian listeners, some reversals on our Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. Now, next on my list are some reversals at general reversals that I played in let's not do those ones. Let's do this instead. Here's some reversals that I simply got labelled March 2004. Oh, yeah. Aleister Crowley. Here we go.
The kingdom is thine to inherit.
And this reversal says, erecting, they are seamen. Wow. Aleister Crowley, the beast. Here's another one.
The choir of the declare the last of the demon was defeated.
And this one is, even the pawns arrive.
Even the pawns arrive.
I'll be bothered.
Even the pawns arrive. Even the pawns arrive.
Oh, well, okay, well... That's Aleister Crowley. Here's another one, Aleister Crowley.
He controlled the vigorous steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire.
And here he says, me serving the Lord. Don't know which Lord he's serving, though.
Me serving the Lord.
Me serving the Lord. Me serving the Lord.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Here's another one, Aleister Crowley. It's a beast, they called him. 666, the beast.
Deep mouth from their throne, deep seated.
And this one says, people will climb up.
People will climb up.
Oh, yeah.
People will climb up. People will climb up.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. And Another one.
Man mocks at the mammoth and horse.
And this one says, the man was a calm man.
For my mother, calm name.
Huh.
For my mother, calm name. For my mother, calm name.
No, is he talking about Alistair himself? I don't know. Oh, here's one that's the opposite of calm.
He drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire.
And this one says, we panic and worry.
We say little worry.
Huh.
We say little worry.
Yeah, well, there we go. So, okay, all right. So, some more from Arch. Here's Dick Cheney.
Well, and it's also a reflection of the notion that somehow a strong America, well equipped with a strong military, is a danger.
And this one is it's in oil.
It's in oil.
Huh.
It's in oil.
I wonder what's in oil. I wonder what he's talking about. Okay. And next one along.
The Pakistan program that was run in a black market operation would put him out of business. We got rid of three major sources of potential
weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons.
All right.
Very important.
Okay.
And this one is Saddam used their records.
Saddam used their records.
Huh.
Saddam used their records.
Don't know what he's talking about there. You'd have to know a little bit of inside information to understand that one, I guess. All right, here's John Kerry.
And to demand democracy. So instead, they were met with snipers who picked them off one after the other.
And this one says, a kind of Armageddon. Yeah, not very clear, but it is there. Certainly Armageddon was clear. All right, here's John Kerry again.
So we are committed, and we are going to work to do what we can within our system as rapidly as possible.
And this one says, and I keep my word.
I keep my word.
All right, next one along. Here we go.
Russia, if it wanted to help de-escalate the situation, could return its troops to the barracks.
And this one says, feel excited, go ahead, get on with it.
Yeah, we'll say you go ahead, get on with it.
Okay, all right. And here we have, we've got a few on John Kerry. Here we go. Next one.
To cope with Russia's politically motivated trade practices, whether it's manipulating the energy supply or banning the best chocolates.
And this reversal says, look outside the minute. Yeah, that's certainly there too. Okay, all right. Then we have where's the next one? Here we go.
To take further steps if Russia does not return its forces to the barracks and engage in a legitimate policy of de-escalation. At the same time, the United States and its partners, our partners, will support Ukraine.
And this one says, mess with it shall excite me.
Mess with it shall excite me.
Oh, yeah.
Mess with it shall excite me. Mess with it shall excite me.
Yeah, well, that was nice and clear too, wasn't it? Wow, all right. Next one along. Here we go.
And we should not see nations step backwards to behave in 19th or 20th century fashion.
And this one says, peace and a shooting.
Peace and a shooting.
Huh.
Peace and a shooting. Peace and a shooting.
Don't know how you can have peace and shooting all at the same time. Maybe you got to force peace with a gun. Who knows? All right. Let's have a look at the next one. Where we go? Where's the last one I played? Okay, I'm confused. Oh, there it is. All right, here we go.
The Russian government would have you believe it was the opposition who failed to implement the February 21st agreement that called for a peaceful transition, ignoring the reality that it was Yanukovych who, when history came calling, when his country was in need, when this city was the place where the action was, where the leaders of the nation were gathered in order to decide the future, he broke his obligation to sign that agreement, and he fled into the night with his possessions, destroying papers behind him. He abandoned his people.
And this one says, they'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
They'll all make you sick. Now push the war crime.
Oh, yeah.
He abandoned his people.
So they all make... Yeah, a bit hard to hear that one. It's a fairly long reversal. I don't normally like to long reversals. I don't like playing them, actually, very often. But anyway, that one slipped through. All right, here we have the next one on John Kerry.
We already have people working on the economic with the IMF team.
Yeah, and this is from May 2015. That's the vintage of this recording. And this one is, we'll beat the blank. Here we go. I will beat the hit. And then we've got this one here.
Underscore the value of democracy and a freedom that people are fighting for here, and then just walk away and not do anything about it.
And this one is, we'll beat them.
We'll beat them.
We'll beat them. We'll beat them.
Yeah, all there. No worries at all. And then we've got an interesting reversal.
A path towards membership in NATO.
Oh, that doesn't sound like... Oh, that's John McCain. I didn't think that sounded like John Kerry. John McCain, hang on.
A path towards membership in NATO.
Yeah, definitely John McCain. And backwards he says, damn the fishermen. Men.
Then the fishermen.
Then the fishermen. Then the fishermen.
Is he talking about Christians, the followers of Christ? They are fishermen, aren't they? Is he talking about the fishing industry? I don't know whether that's a metaphor or fact. A bit of a tough call, that one, isn't it? Metaphor or fact? Who knows? All right, here we have another one on John McCain. This is all from May 2015.
The President of the United States believes that the Cold War is over.
And this one says, I'll walk this evil.
I'll walk this evil.
Wow.
I'll walk this evil. I'll walk this evil.
Yeah, there we go. It's certainly there. And then we're going to move on to the next one on John McCain. Here we go.
Russia is a gas station masquerading as a country.
Russia is a gas station masquerading as a country? Is that what he said forward?
Russia is a gas station masquerading as a country.
What a statement. Backwards he says, shun the shits.
Shun the shits.
Shun the shits. Shun the shits.
Okay. All right, whatever. All right, and here we've got him again.
I heard the explosion. I turned around, the fireball came.
And this one says, slow mass murder.
All bell for no reason.
Wow.
All bell for no reason. All bell for no reason.
Oh, well, I guess slow mass murder. Okay. Now we've got a couple on Dick Cheney. Here we go.
Corrupt, I suppose, is in the eye of the beholder in Afghanistan. No, in Afghanistan, nearly everybody's got.
But in your eye, Karzai corrupt.
And this one says, dancing AIPAC.
That's an AIPAC.
Huh.
That's an AIPAC.
death in APEC. Hang on, let's play that again.
That's an APEC.
That's an APEC. That's an APEC.
Dear, it's hard to tell this, isn't it? Dancing APEC, I can certainly hear. I'm not too sure about the rest. Anyway, all right, here's another one. I played this one. It's in oil. We've done this one. I played that one too. Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm looking at Dick Cheney. Oh, we played Dick Cheney, didn't we? We played John McCain. Okay, all right. Now I've got reversals. Let's just play a couple on Obama here.
We want to deal with Russia and the West and America and other parts of the world. And I guess he's not comfortable with that.
This one says, blank him as you say.
Fuck on the FCC.
Wow.
Fuck on the FCC. Fuck on the FCC.
Yeah, I want to listen to the Fords again on this.
We want to deal with Russia and the West and America and other parts of the world. And I guess he's not comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, this is typical Obama. His reversals have always been negative and full of destruction. So blank him as you say.
Fuck on the FCC.
Fuck on the FCC. Fuck on the FCC.
I mean, you know, clear as day, isn't it? I mean, what do you say to that one? Just typical Obama. Here we have the next one.
When it comes to our core interests or our NATO allies, we can protect ourselves.
And this one says, our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Oh, yeah.
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Yep.
Our sarcastic abuse, allow it in.
Yeah, that's certainly there. No doubt about that. Okay. All right. Okay, so next one along, I've got reversals labeled Noodle Man. I don't know who Noodle Man is.
Good. So I don't think Cleat should go into the government. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a good idea.
This reversal says, at the venue of the sheep.
At the venue of the sheep.
Oh, yeah.
At the venue of the sheep.
Huh.
At the venue of the sheep.
Who is Noodle Man? Spelled N-U-D-L-E-M-A-N. Could be a congressman I've never heard of. If anyone knows, email me or call me. Better yet, call me toll free. You got a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour break. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Next one along.
In terms of him not going into the government, just let him sort of stay out and do his political homework and stuff.
And this one is just leading my exodus.
Just leading my exodus.
Huh.
Just leading my exodus.
Oh, not very clear,
just
is it?
My exodus.
Yeah, I don't like exodus on that one. I probably wouldn't have played that one if I listened to it beforehand. All right, here we have another one. Let's run this forward.
We want to keep the moderate Democrats together. The problem is going to be Tony Book and his guys. And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what Yanukovych is calculating on all of this.
This one says, and Larry Fox is here. No. Oh, that's not a good reversal at all. I'm not going to play it. Just forget I played that one, okay? Just erase that from your mind. It doesn't exist. All right, here's the next one.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience.
And this one says, he blanked us all.
Yats.
Oh, that's not a good one either. Who said, gee, these are obviously not my reversals. All right, let's try the next one. Here we go.
He needs his Cleach and Tawny Book on the outside. He needs to be talking to them four times a week, you know.
Now, this one allegedly says, money deal with matter.
Money deal with matter.
Okay. Listen carefully. Why, this one I wouldn't play either. I'd throw this one out. Listen carefully and tell me what's wrong with it. Well, you can't tell me, but see if you can think what's wrong with it.
Pointing here with nostril.
Okay, well, this is documented as saying money deal with matter, but it's not matter, it's matol. And there's a small S before the T, so it's money deal is Matzol.
Pointing,
Oh, there's, sorry, very faint S after the Matt Sol. All right, folks, we have to go to a break. Don't touch that keyboard. We're going to be back right after this with my guest, Dick Allgaier. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.